Hello and welcome to our YouTube channel. This is Optics Trade Debates. I'm Andras.
Hello, my name is Taylor.
And in the last few debates, we've been talking about the laser range finding products in Leica's offer. And now we are moving on to the differences between individual series within the Geovid models. So we have here the HDB, we have here the HDR. In the outer appearance, they're very similar, but
I would say they are not very similar. They are the same.
They're the same. They're the same. Only apart from the name tag on the on the side of the tube, they're pretty much the same.
But what is different?
What is different when it comes to the internal?
We can say what is the same. Everything is the same except software. So the difference is really minor. It's impossible to see it outside except if you see the name. And please check our other videos where we explain all about the prisms, about the opter settings, all other information regarding these binoculars. So what is the difference? The difference is that the HDB offers 12 preset ballistic curves inside, which for which you can choose the ballistic curve which fits your actual curve the best, or you can even program your actual ballistic curve on a small micro SD card. Insert the micro SD card inside.
So this is the HDB model
right here. Yeah, that is the HDR, and you can then use the HDB binoculars, and they give you the exact holdover or the exact number of clicks for your actual ballistic curve. They came out in 2013, and this was groundbreaking. It still is at the moment. There is only one competitor which came now in 2018, 5 years afterwards, to the market with a similar product. So that meant if you have, you know, normally every actual ballistic curve is different than, a little bit different than those that which are preset inside. And so if you have the ability to insert your own actual ballistic curve, this increases accuracy extremely. And this was the main difference between these two.
I think that now in 2018 we have the HDB 3000, we have the HDR 2700. Mm-hmm. There is a little bit of a difference between how
also
far
the range,
they can measure.
Yeah.
So the range, the number obviously stands for the range of detection in yards. So the HDB 3000 can measure up to 3000 yards, which is 2700 meters, a little bit more than that. And the HDR can measure up to 2700 yards, which is around 2500 meters.
So two differences, the range and the ballistic software for all the ballistic calculations. What is also true is that both of these two series, they measure the air temperature, the air pressure, and the angle. However, the HDR only uses the angle to give you equivalent horizontal range. The HDB can also give you the equivalent horizontal range. And the HDR uses the air temperature and air pressure just to show them to
so
you.
So this can only be displayed individually.
Yeah, you can measure it and it displays you, and then you have to use your phone or your app if you need these two data. While the HDB with its ABC Advanced Ballistic Compensation Program takes this data into calculation with your actual ballistic curve and gives you out clicks or holdover in centimeters or inches. It depends how you set it. And this is the main difference. You get the equivalent horizontal range here. Here you can get the actual clicks, how many clicks you need to measure to hit the target on a specific distance. It is true, however, the equivalent horizontal range and this ABC program, they only work out to 1,100 meters. They measure far further. However, I think this is there are more couple of reasons why. At least in my opinion, I don't know because they didn't tell us exactly, but in my opinion, there are at least two reasons why they decided to have this equivalent horizontal range calculation or the ballistic calculation only up to 1,100 meters. The first is ethics. These are products mainly meant for hunting. And here in Europe, especially in Leica, they believe that shooting on more than 1,000 meters on animals, it's not really that ethical. This is the first reason. The second reason is that normally the farther you go, the bigger the error. Even if you have the best software available at the moment, there is still some error. So if you would try to do the equivalent horizontal range and all the ballistic calculation on 2,500 meters, it won't be that accurate because there are too many factors which become more and more important down the range when the bullet flies. But up to 1,100 meters, it works perfectly. I tried it many times, it works great. What is the same with these products? The prism, the build quality, and everything.
The ergonomics.
The ergonomics, the periporo prism with this perfect optical performance. They also measure the distance really, really fast. I would say they're the fastest on the market.
So they're lightning fast, we could say.
Yeah, you just click and you get the measurement.
And they were, if I'm not mistaken, they were this fast even when they came out. It was revolutionary how fast they were.
Yeah, it was like we tested it and compared it with, I would say, products from other manufacturers. And it was like when we took something else in the hand from other manufacturers, it was like, okay, it's working. It's not, it takes so much time. Because when you got used to Leica, which is so fast, it was like, okay, maybe some other product is
broken,
defective,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. But the reality is they just need more time. With Leica, it's like lightning fast.
They all have the Aquadura coating made by Leica.
The Hydro coating. That's all the same. We could explain a little bit what were the differences in the editions from 2013 until today. So the HDV came out with two special editions in the meantime. So it came out with the edition 2200, which had a little bit increased range. And it came out with the edition 2017, which was in green color. Really nice. These are a collector's item. If you can find them somewhere now, buy them because they will go up with the price, I'm sure, because they were so nice. And then in 2018 they came out with the HDB 3000. The HDR is a little bit different. In 2015 they came out with this type 402, 403 and 500 for the 8x42, 10x42, 8x56. And now in 2018, 3 years afterwards, they came out with 2700.
So we have the first difference we said was the advanced ballistic compensation, which is only available in
the HD
models, the software. The second one is the range of detection. And the third one, the price.
Yeah, the price. Yeah. The HDR, I would say, they're best value possible. Because for 2,550 euros, they start.
Yeah.
And they go up to 2,900. You get what majority of hunters need, and that's it. And you still get premium optics and all the performance and so on. With HDB, you get a little addition. You get a little bit of additional range, which is, I would say, not that important. And you get the ballistic calculator and the possibility to insert your own ballistic curve.
With a micro SD card, which is installed here.
So, but you pay around 500 euros more. So they start at around 2,950 and they go up to 3,300.
So you really have to ask yourself whether you need these functions.
Yeah.
And then make a purchase.
I would say majority of the customers, they buy HDB. Because, okay,
if they already spend this amount, they will go for the top of the line, right?
You buy the best. But I would still say that you get, I would say, almost more for your money if you buy the HDR. Because for 2,500 euros, you get a really extremely good binoculars. And not many people need the ballistic calculator if they're really not shooting on that far away.
Of course.
I think we covered most of things. Thank you for watching. If you forgot anything, if you have any additional questions, if anything was left out, if you forgot something, use comments below or send us an email. And normally, if you like the video, please subscribe.
Bye-bye.